Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Monday, November 8, 2004, in 3, 2, 1. A television ministry to the Middle East keeps vigil over the tinderbox situation developing. Believers move to resource India's church workers, and the misery of human trafficking is met with the hope and love of God. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today with a look at the tenuous situation facing the Palestinians. A leadership crisis will likely lead the area into chaos, a scenario the Israelis and Palestinians hope to avoid. Sat7's Glenn Hartson says God's been working in an amazing way in the region.
The times are very difficult right now for Christians because they are easy targets. They are ones in which they do not seem to have a loyalty on either side of the situation. So in many cases, they are scapegoats for what is occurring.
Hartson says even as the tensions mount, their teams are committed to maintaining their ministry on the air. The reason? To support the believers in adversity.
We are very concerned about Christians throughout the region, especially in the Gaza area. There are some wonderful Palestinian Christians that are being caught in that situation that certainly need our prayers greatly right now. But on the other side of the coin, we are seeing great harvest that is taking place through God's word at this time in history.
Meanwhile, the island nation of Grenada, hit hard by Hurricane Ivan, is now the focus of pastoral training. In September, 39 people lost their lives and 90% of the homes on the island were damaged. That's left many people feeling hopeless. David Shibley with Global Advance says Christians there say now is the time to make a difference.
We have been invited to come and conduct a Frontline Shepherds Conference there in Grenada, and we have been assured that almost every Protestant minister in the nation, almost every one of them will be in attendance.
Hopelessness is widespread in Grenada and can only be affected by God's word.
God's word clearly says that that God desires and gives to us a future and a hope. And this is the message that we're going to be bringing first to the pastors of Grenada. Many of them, their families were hit too. The hearts of the people and the hearts of the pastors are hungry and open perhaps as never before.
Shibley hopes to head to Grenada by January. You're listening to Mission Network News. Even as the church in southern India faces ongoing harassment, Christian Resources International is moving in support of evangelical workers. CRI's Harry Palmer says they're hoping to send 2 20-foot containers to Andhra Pradesh and Kerala states by January.
Both of these containers are going to contain seminary material. There'll be some Bibles, but a lot of theological books in there to help with their library. We need to pray that the literature gets there safely.
Palmer says they're trying to raise $10,000 to ship the containers. Once in motion, it'll take 3 months for the materials to arrive. Their purpose becomes even more critical.
Pray that it will meet the obligations. The libraries want to be accredited, and these volumes will help them to be accredited, and pray for the nationals that are being taught in the seminary and Bible schools, that they will be bold and that they will be protected because it's dangerous what they do.
Meanwhile, God's love is bringing hope to young women rescued from human trafficking in Thailand and Myanmar. A missionary couple established the New Life Center as an outreach and haven for these rescued girls. They regularly listen to Transworld Radio's Women of Hope programs and have learned about God's love and the hope they can have through Jesus Christ. God has used the ministry of TWR to turn the misery and suffering of these young women into the hope and healing found only in Christ. And finally, a prison ministry of Ramabai Mukti Mission in India is praising God for his wonderful work. The Mukti staff and children who started the prison outreach have seen prisoners interested in knowing more about Jesus. Ramabai Mukti Mission is an indigenous Christian mission committed to making Jesus known to the people of India through various ministry outreaches. Pray that many will experience the life-changing power of the Savior. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the video of my upcoming Shoes for Orphan Souls trip to Russia with Buckner Orphan Care International, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It can't help but encourage your church to get involved in orphan outreach. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also sign up at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.